everybody. Here we are, all ready to take you down to Pine Ridge for another visit with Lum and Abner. Brought to you by the makers of Horlicks, the original malted milk. You know, every day we get lots of letters from grateful mothers who reared their children on Horlicks. Here's a typical one from Columbus, Indiana, written by Mrs. S.H. Let's hear what she says. I've always wanted to write and tell you how wonderful I think Horlicks malted milk is and what it did for my son. When he was only 3 months old, he was very, very sick with a child's ailment. They told us that he would never recover. But he did. With the best of care, he finally pulled through. But he was very delicate still. No nourishment seemed to be right. The little fellow just couldn't hold any food. Our hearts grew heavy, and we began to lose hope. Well, finally, it was suggested that we get a small bottle of Horlicks malted milk and try that. Well, we did, and it was wonderful from the very start. The baby was able to digest it easily. It wasn't long before he began to grow stronger, and he improved steadily. Naturally, we are great boosters for Horlicks now. Well, thank you, Mrs. S.H. The makers of Horlicks are very glad to hear of your experience. They hope other mothers may hear of it and profit from your experience and from Horlicks malted milk. And now, folks, if you haven't already sent in for one of Lum and Abner's flashlights, it's still not too late. But it will be soon, so act now, tonight. I'll tell you what to do after we hear Lum and Abner. And now, let's see what's happening down in Pine Ridge. Abner hasn't seen Squire Skimp since he entrusted him with a check for $200 to cash for him day before yesterday. A story appeared in yesterday's county paper stating that Abner Peabody had made a donation of $180 to the public library at the county seat. And Abner's afraid now that's where his money went. Well, as we look in on Pine Ridge today, we find Lum down at the Jot 'em Down store, which is soon to be open to the public again. Abner is just entering the front door. Listen.
Where did you find Squire Abner?
No, I couldn't locate him, Lum, but I found out that that's where that $200 went, all right.
You did? You know for sure now, huh?
Yeah, I know, kid. I called up a newspaper and at the county seat and asked them how come to put in a paper that I donated $180 to the library.
Yeah, what'd they say?
Well, they said that Squire Skimp gave them the money in my name.
Well, that's just what I figured happened. Quick as you told me you got Squire to take that check in there and cash it for you.
Well,
I know it.
That's that insurance money. That weren't my money. I was aiming on giving it back to the insurance company.
You've got to get it back to the insurance company some way or other. If they find out that you accepted $200 from them on that claim that when you weren't even hurt, they can send you the penitentiary just as sure as you're standing there.
Yeah, I know it, but I ain't got no $200 to give them. I couldn't raise that much money or my life depended on it.
You are into it now, join us. I was feared something like this would happen if you got Squire Skimp to run your campaign for you. I told you he'd about get you in a batch of trouble if you got tied up with him.
Yeah, Dad blame his soul. If I can find him, I'll jail him for spending my money. I'll make him dig that up if I have to lawsuit him to the high court.
Well, now, I don't know, Abner. Squire ain't done nothing again at all, the way I see it.
Well, I'd like to know why he ain't taking my money and giving it away for something that I never even know nothing about.
Yeah, but the only thing you could get him for would be bezzlements, and he ain't bezzled nothing. He's giving the money in your name, you know.
Well, now, there ought to be some law against somebody spending another feller's money that way, unbeknownst to him.
Well, he's your campaign manager, and he can claim he's doing it to help you get votes.
He can't do that, though.
Yeah, he did do it.
Yeah, that's right, he did, didn't he?
Yeah, he's got that contract you signed making him your campaign manager. There's where you made the biggest mistake. When you signed that agreement to pay him any such amount as that to help you.
Well, I never minded that. Law me, it ought to be worth 10 cents for him to get me elected. And if I ain't elected, why, I don't owe him nothing.
Well, Abner, you're all mixed up on that contract. I can tell you that right now.
No, I ain't neither. If I ain't elected, I don't owe him a cent.
I ain't talking about that, though. I mean that 10 cents business. That contract says you've got to pay him 10% of all your earnings if you're elected.
Yeah.
Well, 10% and 10 cents is a heap different. 10% don't mean 10 cents. It means 10 cents on every dollar you make.
Yeah, but he never said 10% on every dollar. He said 10% on the whole business. That's what he said.
Well, that's the same thing.
Why, no. If I was to pay him 10 cents on every dollar, why, Well, if I was to make $10, well, I'd have to pay him 10 cents on every one of them.
Yeah.
Yeah, but this way, I don't have to pay him but 10 cents on the whole $10.
You just got yourself mixed up.
No, I ain't neither.
Well, I seen the contract, and it said you'd pay him 10% of all you made.
Yes, sir.
If you make $10, you owe him a dollar. If you make $100, you got to give him 10 of it.
Oh.
$200, you owe him 20. According to the contract, you've got to keep on paying him until he releases you. He might make you pay him 10% for the rest of your life.
Well, I wouldn't do it. I'd just quit work for him. Yeah, that's what I'd fix him. So he ain't so smart, I'd just quit work.
And what would you live on all that time? You've got to keep working at me. You've got to make a living.
Yeah, but I'll be dead blamed if I'm going to make a living for me and him both. Yeah, well, I'll just work cheaper than I can. That's what I'll do, so that I won't have to pay any more than I have to. Just work for about a half one ought
to. You better try to make more money than you have been making, as long as you're going to have to divide it up with him.
Yeah, but the more I make, the more I have to pay him.
Well, I can't explain it to you. You ought to have more sense than to sign anything like that to begin with, Abner. So when you're getting to where you sign your name to anything anybody sticks under your nose.
Yeah, I know it. I'd be a heap better off if I never had learned how to write my name. Keep myself in hot water all the time.
Yeah.
Looks like I'd learn better. I do know better, but I just won't listen to myself, looks like. I get aggravated with me sometimes. I could run myself out of town. I just wish I could get away from myself for a while. And just with myself so much, looks like. I just won't pay no attention to nothing I say no more.
Yeah, you've got yourself into it now, all right.
Yeah, but if I can find Squire Skimp, I'll tell him a thing or two.
Well, that ain't going to do no good. Ain't going to get you your money back. What you better be doing is figure out some way to raise that $200.
Well, of course, if I can see Squire, I can get part of it back. I want to catch him before he give that $20 to somebody else, too. Makes another donate for me.
Yeah, I'm trying to figure out somewhere where I can raise $200.
Well, we can raise it.
Yeah, I'll go to help you if I can.
I thought you was mad at me over this election. You've been acting like it.
Well, reckon I thought I was. I didn't much like some of the stunts you done in the race, Abner, but I don't know. When it comes down to something like this, well, you get in a batch of trouble, I want to help you if I can. There ain't nothing personal about it. I don't want you to think that I like you or anything like that, but be correct now. If that insurance company finds out that accident was a fake, that you wasn't showing up hurt, they might could get me for being access to the crime. You know, I was the one that thought up the idea of you making out like you had an accident in the first place.
Yeah, that's right. Come on.
Now, that's the reason I'm thinking about it.
Well, I hate to get you in any trouble over it, Mom. Reckon if I'd write to that public library or whatever it was that Squire gave her money to and told him that he'd give it unbeknownst to me and I want it back, you reckon they'd send it to me?
Yeah, I don't know. They might. I don't think that'd be the thing to do, though, Abner. Make them a donate and then make them give it back.
Well, I don't see why I never
gave
it to him in the first place.
Yeah, but they think you did. Wrote that story about you. More likely come out with another story in the paper telling that you took the money back then.
Yeah, well, I don't care what they put in the paper about me, as long as I get the money back and pay it back to the insurance company.
Well, I'd run you in there and let you know the whole town would turn against you.
Well, I don't care about that neither. I'm trying to figure out a way to get that money back to the insurance company, and I ain't going to rest till I do.
That might be the best way out of it, all right. Just write the library a nice letter and explain the whole thing to them. I reckon they'd send it back to you. But I'm telling you now, it'll ruin you now at the county seat. You wouldn't get a vote in there.
Well, you ought to be glad of that, then.
Well, I'd love to win the election, or I'd love to be president the worst way, but I won't feel like I win it fair and square. Wait a minute. Look yonder.
What?
Coming up out front there. There's your campaign manager for you.
Yeah. I don't get it if I don't tell him a thing or two.
Don't say nothing about that 10% business, that contract. I'm going to study up some way to get you out of that if I can. So don't let on like it's a worrying, you know.
Yeah, what I'm after, that $20, he still got it.
Yeah, get that to him. Well, howdy, Squire.
Well, good evening, gentlemen. Good evening.
Come on back.
Yeah, I want to talk to you, Squire. I've been looking for you ever since yesterday.
Yeah, where you been?
Well, the little wife told me that you'd been over to the place, Abner. You see, I've been out there campaigning for you. Said you, Abner, we're going to have a landslide. We'll win this election, but... excuse me, Lum. I forgot the opponent was sitting right here with.
All right. Don't mind me. Just go right ahead on.
Well, what I want to know is where's that $200 for that check that I gave you to cash for me the other day?
Yeah.
Well, I'll tell you, Abner. Now, that's just what I come over for. I seen an opportunity the other day to do a lot of good and get you a lot of votes at the same time. So, as your campaign manager, I donated the $200 to the public library in there at the county seat.
$200?
The newspaper just said $180.
Yes. I'll be back what it comes to. You see, according to the contract, I get 10% of all your earnings, Abner, and that 10% of $200 would be $20. Yes, the newspaper's right about it. That's what it was left, $180, yes.
Well, according to that contract, Squire, you don't get 10% less than Abner's elected president of the store here.
He's good as elected right now.
Well, I'll tell you what I'm going to do. I'm writing that library in there a letter right this afternoon and telling them that you give them that money unbeknownst to me and I want it back.
Oh, well, here now, Abner, now, for goodness sake, now, don't do that. That's ruining this show of the world. Why, the whole county turned against us here.
But I don't care if they do. I know what's right and what's wrong. That money belongs to the insurance company, not to me. My dog is, I'm going to take it back to them, even if I lose the race. Now then, give me that $20 right now.
Yeah.
Well, now, here now, Abner, now, wait a minute now. We better talk this whole thing over, you know, us being such old friends.
Old friends, nothing. I'm tired of hearing that. Granny, you give Abner that $20 right now or we'll take it away from you. Here, Abner, grab that arm over there. Granny, we'll either get that $20 or we'll take it out of your hide.
Well, this looks like one deal that the squire won't be able to put over on the old fellows. Folks, if you haven't already sent in for one of Lum and Abner's flashlights, there isn't a second to lose. The offer closes Sunday at midnight, and all requests must be mailed by then. So don't delay. Act tonight. It takes only 2 minutes of your time to send for one of these grand little fountain pen-sized flashlights. Now, here's what you do. Write your name and address on the back of the outside wrapper from a package of Horlick's malted milk powder and send it, enclosing 10 cents to cover mailing and packing costs, to Lum and Abner, care of the station to which you are now listening. But don't forget, it must be the outside wrapper from a package of Horlick's malted milk powder. The wrappers from Horlick's tablets are not eligible. All right, now isn't that all very simple? Yeah, and by the way, if you don't happen to have a wrapper handy, get a package of Horlick's malted milk powder from your druggist tonight. But remember, folks, your request must be in the mail before midnight Sunday. Lum and Abner want every one of their friends to send in for one of these useful little flashlights before then. So act at once. Send in that wrapper and dime now, before it's too late. This is Carlton Bricker, speaking for Lum and Abner and Horlick, who now bid you all good night and good health.